It's the DJ New Style Show, bitches! Hello to all my fans. I'm Justin and I'm from Australia. You're fat and you're fucking ugly and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I hope you choking my dog shit. Good day.
Well, I'm tired of telling you, baby. Running no fans. Now you got me, baby. Up against the fans and ain't that a shame, shame, shame.
Fuck!
Shame, shame, the way you do.
Fuck! Motherfucker! I missed the fucking turn!
Well, it's a shame, shame, shame.
Fuck!
Shame, shame on you.
I can't even make a U-turn, there's a fucking barrier in the fucking road.
Well, now you walk out in the evening. Don't even say you gone. 6 o'clock in the morning. You come walking home and ain't that a shame, shame, shame.
Fuck!
Shame, shame the way you do.
That fucking goddamn truck! Son of a bastard! I could've went there! Oh, fuck! Oh, for Christ's sake, up in heaven. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Fuck me up, motherfucker! Bastard! I missed the fucking turn!
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh my God. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Holy shit. My audio is a bit messed up. I apologize profusely. Bit of an issue getting started on time tonight, but I can't even get into any of my gripes and grievances because there's a band from Germany that rocks quite hard, and you know them as, that's right, Rammstein, bitches! Let's scream and be loud. Rammstein. Why so cranky? That's right, I said it before, I'll say it again. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Not like the location, but one of the senses. And I'm about to lose my fucking senses if any more shit goes wrong tonight. But since we've got a Germ Freak in here, Germ Freak in the house, Germ Freak will not let anybody lose their minds tonight. Germ, how are you?
Hey, what's up, DJ New Style? How's everything tonight?
It's good to hear you say hello. Good to hear you.
I'm glad
thanks for saying hello to.
You know, I appreciate it. You know,
nice talking.
It's good that you want to be polite.
What happened? Did you fall asleep or what?
When did I fall asleep?
No, you took a little nap or something or what?
No, I had to stay at work a little later. I had to get some stuff done before the show, and I had technical difficulties.
I see.
Or as some people say, difficulties. I hate when they say difficulties. When they say T's as D's, it irritates me a little bit. Like, hey, click on the button. Click on the button, and it should open the window. It should open the window if you click on the button. Put your mittens on. It's irritating to me. Everything irritates me a little bit today, Germ.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It seems nothing.
What happened?
Nothing exciting has happened today. I was looking forward to, ever since you brought this up to me, Starbucks and their big announcement. They had something huge, Germ. Something
big
huge.
Big announcement.
That's it.
Big
huge.
Announcement.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be they were going to lower their prices and give out free mugs and caps.
Every Starbucks barista has to give a blowjob with every latte served. You get maybe free service for a week. Something gigantic. They're going to say it's big. It better be big. It better not be something that they already do. And you know what it ended up being, Jerm? You have any idea?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to pretend that you don't.
Okay.
After all the hype, all weeks of hype, speculation on the stock market, wondering what the surprise was. They sell coffee. That's basically the fucking surprise. Starbucks sells coffee. That's why that's worth the 2 week lead up and the mysteriousness and all that. They apparently sell a new everyday blend. And I don't want to turn this into the Starbucks podcast, Jerm. We do talk about it a lot.
We do
lately.
We do. Too much.
It's our lifeblood, if you will. It keeps me awake, keeps me from dying, but that's beside the point.
Well,
go ahead.
You mentioned something about, you know, the right way to drink coffee and the wrong way to drink coffee and how coffee connoisseurs drink coffee.
Well, I mean, do you consider yourself like a coffee snob?
I don't think I have enough experience to be a coffee snob because I've only been drinking it for a couple years, for about a year and a half or so. But I'm not into all the fancy flavors and whatnot.
You like your coffee a certain way and you have a taste for it.
I like it light and sweet.
Light and sweet.
I like my drinks fruity and my drinks fruity and my coffee light and sweet.
You're a child with a bald head. That's what it is. You are a fucking trick-or-treating candy swilling infant. That's what that means. Anybody that likes coffee, and I'm not a coffee snob by any means. Anybody who enjoys a good cup of coffee drinks it either black or with like 4 drops of cream. No sugar. That's for the kids. Jerm, you'll never be a coffee connoisseur.
Well, I use equal. I don't use sugar. I use equal.
Oh, well then now you've trumped the whole system. No, any sweetener. The idea is that you drink coffee because you like the flavor of it. So Starbucks has anticipated this. They want to recapture the hearts and minds of all the coffee snobs and people that are addicted and that have decided that, you know, $2 for a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee or even less for a quick check cup of swill that'll leak out on you because they can never match the lids up right, is a little bit better than paying extra for the shit at Starbucks. So they decided to overhaul it. They say with 37 years of experience, Starbucks is going back to where it all started. Roasted fresh, ground fresh, and brewed fresh. Introducing, Jerm, Pike's Place Roast. That was the big fucking announcement. They changed their everyday fucking coffee that, you know, a lot of people don't even think they have. People go to Starbucks, they don't even think they have regular coffee. They think they have to get espresso or a latte or something like that. People exist like that.
Absolutely.
That's what it is, though. And so I'm intrigued, and I need coffee anyway because it's a daily thing for me. I try it, Jerm. Fresh. Roasted fresh. Ground fresh. It tasted like a fucking ashtray. But they served it in a new cup, so it's well worth it.
Now, what is the new cup?
The new cup is a white cup with a brown band around it, Jerm.
Well, what was the old cup?
The old cup was a white cup with a green logo. So they're basically doing like a throwback cup. Like when, you know, when a sports team uses their old jersey. Well, of course you don't. Do you understand that?
You mean like an away outfit and an a home outfit?
If that's what you need to believe when I talk about sports, sure.
I apologize.
What I'm saying is they had an original logo that they brought back. It was a brown pencil crayon drawing, whatever the fuck it is, of a mermaid with her fucking tits out and her mermaid tail going up to the left and right side. Like the you know, fucking things of wheat that they put around really impressive things. So it's a mermaid with her tits out, but now they had to update it because they're afraid that people will see breasts in cartoon form and lose their fucking minds. And that hasn't been done since Howard the Duck, and that was actually in puppet form or whatever the
you
fuck
know,
it was.
It's funny you mention that because I remember yesterday you had said that you felt the Little Mermaid was the sexiest of the princesses, and yet you're condemning them covering the boobies in here.
Yeah, I mean, well, what I'm saying is, Germ, they're not going to allow Ariel, the fucking Little Mermaid, to roam around topless, to have kids get their picture taken with some naked redheaded whore who doesn't even have actual red hair. Let's face it, that fake red hair is always hotter than real red hair. I'm just going to put that out there. But I was kind of eavesdropping in on a conversation that Dan and Cal was having, and he's in Disneyland right now. And he's talking about how, they were talking about which one's hotter or whatever. I put my 2 cents in there, Germ. That's what I did. Do you have a favorite? And by favorite, I don't mean, like, you know, whose movies you enjoy watching, but, like, you know, you've probably been to Disney World, correct?
We're not going to get into this fucking thing again. I think you know who my favorite is, all right? And let's not...
No, I want to hear who the favorite is. I want to hear who it is!
Excuse me?
Just say who it is and we'll move on.
It's Belle. Now just drop it.
That's really creepy, because what is your daughter's favorite movie, or was, Germ? She is growing up. What was it?
We know it's Beauty and the Beast, okay?
So you're over there on the couch, you know, your daughter's just enjoying the movie, and you're getting a hard-on watching your little girl's cartoons.
You know what? Watch your fucking mouth. Are you an animal?
I apologize. I am an animal, Germ. I am an animal. But my issue is that they covered up the original logo, like, it's
right,
going
right.
to be offensive. They wanted to be politically correct, but
right.
they covered up the logo with new hair or whatever. Her hair comes down over it like fucking Alanis Morissette in a video that I should have no knowledge of, but I do. So whatever. Jerry,
right.
are you going to try this new blend?
You know what? I usually just stick with the same thing. I don't really try new things.
And, you know, just for auld lang syne, what is that again?
Vente breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
No foam. Exactly. I found it pretty difficult to believe that I was drinking burned swill when I read that the CEO of Starbucks stated that the plan is to dispose of the coffee after it's been sitting for 30 minutes. So I either got a really rancid batch of coffee or this, you know, whole policy is just completely bullshit. It's bullshit. We have Ken, please sit still. In the Heroes Talk chat room, just commenting on my fucking movements. I feel caged, Germ. I feel stir crazy. I need to move around. I need to breathe. I need to get out there. I haven't been able to expend any energy. I didn't go to the gym or anything like that. I've been, you know, bucked down by work and all that.
You know, maybe
I need more of a fucking. I want to run outside in the fucking field and, like, punch deer. I need to get rid of this pent-up energy that I have.
Yeah, slow down a little bit. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, man.
You had too much coffee.
Maybe I did, goddammit! Maybe
embarrassed.
I did. It's embarrassing.
I mean, you're popping around like a goddamn idiot.
Well,
slow up, will you?
Sorry, I don't like being late to things I love. See, I won't even think twice about being late to work 30, 45 minutes, but... To this, I don't like being late to start the show. It's something that's a little crazy to me. How do you feel about this logo covering up the tits?
Well, you know, what's the big deal? So it covers up the breasts. You know, you cover it all. It's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. It'll bring more people into the store because they won't be as offended to see the boobs.
But what about, like, a Renaissance painting? Granted, I'm not trying to say that the Starbucks logo is fucking classic art, but... Like, if they ever released that, why would they cover
up the
tits?
Well, Renaissance paintings, things of that nature, are usually not seen by little children.
Of course they are. What are you talking about?
Will you shut the fuck up? You asked me a question, now shut your fucking mouth.
Well, maybe you should fucking have some knowledge of anything.
Have you ever been to the Met?
Yes. And I you know when I went? When I was a fucking kid. Eat shit. I'm sorry. Jeremy, I'm too abrasive. No, I apologize. I see your apology, and I raise you one. Raise you one. Jesus. But I drank this thing, and it really put me in a bad mood. Really put me in a whole just fucking world that I didn't even want to be in. Didn't even want to be there, Charm.
Well, you know what? You drank it, so you must have enjoyed it. You got home. You didn't fall asleep.
I didn't fall asleep, but as I'm driving home, I'm looking around.
Did you ever drip the coffee out of the little hole?
Did I ever what?
Drip the coffee out of that little hole.
What are you talking? What little hole?
The fucking hole that you
There's
drink
two!
Out of.
There's two, Germ.
The one Dude, you, there's one hole.
The one you drink out of? You mean, did I ever drip the coffee out of the hole that I drink from?
Onto your chin.
No, I never have.
I always do. At least the first sip, I always do. Fucking runs down right down my chest.
What posture do you have that this happens? How does this happen to you?
I just tilt my head back and drink it, and it drips a little bit out, you know?
A little bit comes out, huh?
It's a little drippy.
That seems to be the, common pattern with you.
Are you talking about my drippy?
Yeah, Rob Giggs says drippy dick. Ed is saying just like his cock. People are talking about your runny dick, Germ. Everything with you is runny or dripping or leaking stuff. It's just, it's awful.
Okay.
Absolutely insane.
Let's change the subject.
But no, what I'm saying is I'm driving home and I'm looking around and it's really beginning to be quite nice out. It's in between seasons. And I'm thinking that what I'm going to have to start doing, Jeremy, is I'm going to have to start. And here comes Spickle, by the way. I'm going to have to start going to play some basketball after work or something like that.
By yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to play basketball by myself again.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You mentioned it's getting nicer out. Do you still see people with Christmas lights up?
No, I haven't seen too many people with Christmas lights up. But as I was going to a party this weekend in Philly, I noticed that there were houses on the river. I think it's the boat houses or whatever, the colleges. They have lights on them. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they probably have it year round though. I don't. Who has Christmas lights up in, April?
There's a couple people. I've seen a couple houses have Christmas lights up, and it makes me angry inside when they still have their lights up. It's usually the icicle lights that are on the second level that are off the gutters, those icicle lights, because I guess they're too difficult to get to. And it just makes me very, very angry when they're still up there.
Do you put lights on your house?
Yes, I do.
When do you remove them?
I remove them 1 week, the weekend after Christmas.
So the weekend after Christmas, they're gone. Are they hard to put up for you? How long does it take you to set up?
I don't know, about an hour and a half or so.
So you don't put too many on.
I don't go cuckoo.
These motherfuckers put up, they cover their house with lights, and they get in the spirit, and then January's over, February's over. Like, just put it off.
I just want to write them a letter and pretend I'm from the town and just say, enough's enough already. There's been a lot of nice days. It's been a mild winter. move up your ass and get the friggin' things down.
You are jealous.
I'm not jealous.
No,
just,
this is what it is. Anytime you have to exert effort and somebody else needs to but doesn't, you get angry. That's what it is. Whenever you have something that you know you have to do and you see other people not doing it, even though they have to, it's not as big of a priority to some people, you get upset because you feel that everybody should be doing the same things that you have to do. If you have to do something, then they should have to do something. It's just like you sitting miserable at a party you don't want to be at with your hands in your fucking pockets.
Excuse me?
No, like with your family, you just have this big fucking mopey face on. You don't even want to be there. Everybody needs to be miserable because you're miserable. With the lights, everybody should have them down the weekend after Christmas, according to you.
They shouldn't have them up in April, I'll tell you that much.
No, they shouldn't.
Certainly you will agree, but whatever.
Certainly I will, Germ. Certainly I will, because April, it's getting to be that time, Germ. Take the old basketball out the trunk. Oh, there it is. Germ, it's about that time. It is. Have you ever played any sport or game by yourself?
No. The only thing is sometimes I'll throw the ball up, and like when I was a kid, I used to sit on my bed and throw a ball up to see how close I can get to the ceiling without hitting it.
That really was like a big pastime when you had absolutely nothing to do or you were grounded. Just to see, you want to scrape that ceiling, and it really doesn't matter, but you're really concerned about doing it. Like, you almost get excited when it happens, when you get, like, within a millimeter. Like, oh, I scraped it. I didn't even touch it. And it means nothing to nobody, but it just occupies your fucking boring mind.
I would always make these, like, predictions. Like if I get real close, I'll win a new bicycle or something. Like, if I get it in the basket, I'll this will happen or that'll happen. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's my OCD.
Wait. So okay, you were setting goals that could never be, you know.
Right.
Met.
Like sometimes, like I would, like, you know, before I would take a waste paper basket and roll up some paper and go far back.
Gonna
and,
go six for ten this time.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to have sex with one of the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. If I get it in or something like that. But, you know, it's stuff like that, you know. And know what I'm also good at? Bouncing a ball on a tennis racket. Bouncing the ball on the tennis racket and walking with it so that I can watch.
You have an impressive resume. You're good at the lay on your back, throw the ball up at the ceiling game, and you can bounce a ball on a tennis racket.
Yeah.
But
I can walk with it as I'm bouncing.
Did you ever? Were you ever into baseball? I mean, did you ever do like the lonely one person home run derby scenarios?
No.
Just sit in your backyard, throw up whatever you can find, maybe a tennis ball or an apple or something.
No,
from a
but
tree.
You know what I used to do? You know what I used to do? I used to swing at lightning bugs. I used to try and hit lightning bugs with a bat.
Yeah, but that's because you feared them carrying like scarlet fever or
yellow fever.
No,
not at all.
You were always afraid that the glow
that
in their butt was actually radiation. Did I say butts instead of ass? What? No, I would catch the lightning bugs and just smear them on my skin so it would glow for like 2 seconds later. Try to write your name and you end up with just like half of an E.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had a weird, the smell of a lightning bug was just foul.
Well, I mean, I didn't try to make a fucking fragrance. I tried to tried to capture their glowing assholes. That's really it. You can, and Giggs, isolate that. That's okay. Rob Giggs is a big isolator of clips, embarrassing clips. He really is. Jerm, it's that time, though. It's starting to be spring. Do you have a favorite season?
Not really. I love them all.
With my perspective of you, I would think that you loved winter because everybody wears more clothes, people wear gloves. There's less likely to be germs when coming into contact with people, but I think more skin would mean like more exposure to germs.
Yeah, I think you have a point there.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, you don't even think that way.
I didn't think that way, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't like it. The fact that there's people wearing shorts already outside.
Wait, what is that? What's wrong with people wearing shorts? It's nice out.
They're getting a little too excited for the summer.
So, just like the person that's excited to not be removing their Christmas lights, you're mad at somebody that's excited that it's going to be warmer out soon.
Because there's people who are trying to get attention. They're trying to people who wear shorts in the winter outside, they're just trying for people to say, "Oh my God, I can't believe he's wearing shorts." They're just trying to get attention. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to get attention by wearing shorts. Well, I mean, I could
see
that.
By wearing shorts in cold weather.
I could see that when, you know, the news does that one story on the mailman who never changed to pants, and he's walking around in a fucking blizzard wearing shorts, but it's 70 degrees out. It's fucking nice, dude. You can wear shorts now.
I see.
I mean, when is the first day of spring?
I think it passed.
Is it really? It's officially spring?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Then why are you griping about people wearing fucking shorts in the spring?
Listen, when it's still cold out sometimes, though. It's still like in the 40s and whatever. But you know what I don't understand? Yeah, whatever. I apologize.
I mean, if you see somebody in a fucking blizzard wearing Under Armour and fucking and fucking spandex shorts or riding a bike, a cyclist in a blizzard, yeah, that's something to get a little bit fucking upset at. It's something we can be frustrated with.
Right.
But it's nice out. People will wear shorts, Germ. You have to be less critical of people. I think it's because you think shorts are gay. Do you? Is that
no? No. Well, it depends. I mean, listen, depends on how short they are.
Do you wear shorts?
Yes, I do.
You do wear shorts. Have you ever worn jorts?
I'm not familiar with that.
The jean shorts. And not the kind you rip, but the kind you buy.
Jean shorts that are made of jeans?
Yeah, like the jorts. Like, you know, like a plumber's got to do some work on a hot day. He'll put on the jorts.
I mean, I have shorts that are of jean material. I'm not sure if they're called jorts.
Did you cut them?
No, I did not.
So you bought them that way?
I did.
You're wearing jorts, my friend. You are wearing jorts. And now, I think jorts, in my opinion, are a little trashy. A little, little white trashy these days.
A guy can't dress trashy.
No, white trashy. Little hickish. The jorts.
They're not dirty looking or with patches and whatnot.
Yeah, you probably wear it with a fucking a stained white t-shirt with ripped at the neck.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
And I got a pack of cigarettes on my shoulder.
No, we're not talking about the 50s. We're talking about scumbags from fucking Louisiana.
Can a guy dress trashy?
Well, I mean, you know, if he's a homo, I mean, you mean like trashy in the sense of like dressing sluttily, being scantily clad? are you really bringing up the topic of scantily clad men on the show?
No. All right, whatever. A girl, we obviously know a girl can dress trashy, but can guys dress trashy? I don't know. I'm just asking you.
I really don't know.
Okay, calm down.
I don't know. There's a whole debate now going on. People think real cutoffs are better than pre-manufactured jean shorts. There's a whole uprising with the jean short. And Jerm, I think either way, if your shorts are denim, you should probably just upgrade to a non-denim short. That's what I'm saying. Just get rid of your fucking jorts.
Well,
stop looking like a fucking...
The cutoff jeans, when people cut them off themselves, they always get stringy.
Well, that's the point, I think, isn't it? You don't want a fucking clean-cut, sharp... People would hem it. They would put a little hem on the bottom if they wanted to stay fucking right across.
Yeah, they just don't look like... Like, when you cut shorts that aren't supposed to... They just don't look right. You could tell that they're just... You could just tell that they're just homemade.
Have you ever homemade shorts? Have you ever made shorts on your own?
Never. No, never.
Never, ever.
Never.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's old technology, Jim, but you are updating yourself a little bit, I have to say. Previously, I would say that you knew nothing of any technology. You were awful, but you're trying. You're trying new things. You're becoming very Web 2.0,
dare I say it. Now, what do you mean when you say 2.0?
I mean, any site that isn't just a fucking, hey, this is Brian's music fan page.
Okay.
With fucking swirly backgrounds and animated GIFs and shit. It's just a buzzword that means, like, the next level on the web. You're signing up for a lot of new web services. You're using them. And it honestly, it was like pulling teeth for a while. Even getting you to use Gmail, where you provide a fucking first and last name and a fucking desired username and a password. You stumbled up on that one for a bit.
Well, I always have trouble thinking of a password, so...
That always gets me. I don't understand why you would have trouble thinking of a password when you can just type anything and just write it down, and then you always remember it.
Right.
Yeah. But you're into Gmail, Google Docs. You had your own Tumblr that you updated for a while now.
Yeah, I got bored with that.
You got bored with it. You did keep up with it for a little while.
Yeah, a little while. But
you do have a Facebook account. Now, what is your experience so far with Facebook?
I have no idea. I just signed up for it. I don't even know what the fuck to do with the damn thing.
I basically told you to sign up and just join the DJ New Style Show Facebook group.
And I haven't opened it up since.
And you haven't opened it up since. It's the same with me. I think it's too cluttered of a site. I don't really like it. It's annoying. There's too much bullshit. Oh, buy a gift for somebody. Oh, but it's just an icon. It'll show up on their fucking page. Oh, here. That's well worth a dollar. Here's a soda pop picture. Rob Giggs. Let me buy you a fucking Coke can that you can put on your page. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Absolutely retarded. Until, however, I was invited to join the wrestling... the pro wrestling application or whatever the fuck it is. And me and Chris from Best in Show, that's bestinshowradio.com, we were locked in what can only be described as a battle of wills, Jerm. A battle of wills. He picked elbow drop. I picked backbreaker, or whatever the fuck, body slam. There's like four moves or whatever. But I'll have you know that Ken, the Wild Child New Style, which is my stupid wrestling name, is undefeated, 1-0. I handed him his first loss, Germ. And I doubt that I'll ever play again. But he's going to be hooked. He's into that stuff. He calls himself a cyber athlete. Do you have any desire to try any of these things out? Facebook applications?
No. I can't be bothered with it. I just don't have the enthusiasm. I don't have the... Excuse me?
No,
I don't have the enthusiasm. I don't have the interest.
Yeah. Interest. Knowledge. And one other thing that we
absolutely
did...
Absolutely.
One other thing that we did, Jerm, is we finally got you to... I mean, you have two computers right now. You work at home. You have your own business.
Yes.
And one of the computers is getting a little old, so me...
Getting...
Our buddy Ed McGrath, we all took some time out, and after a couple days, we got you so that you could actually order your own computer on Dell, customize it, and
right.
I think you have a good handle on it now.
Well, what happened was my computer, the older one, it was running beyond slow to the point where it was taking at least 5 minutes to go from one web page to another.
Yep.
And I realized it was a problem.
It's on its way out. You needed to get a new
one. You told me it was on its way out. Right. So then, you helped me at Dell.
Yeah.
Dell.
Yeah, we picked a base model. You told us how much you wanted to spend. Really,
right,
Jerm,
right.
It's not that hard. It's nothing to be proud of. But for you, since you're not very tech savvy and probably shouldn't own a computer, let alone two,
that's true.
It was a little bit difficult for you. So we helped you out. And when is it set to arrive? Did you get it yet? Are you going to need help setting this up?
Well, I kind of canceled it.
You canceled? What did you cancel?
I canceled the computer thing. I decided not to get it.
2 fucking days? I'm sitting at... Germ, no, click processor option 4. Upgrade the RAM. What's RAM? I don't know. Click the second button. 2 days of that, and you fucking canceled it?
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because you told me that perhaps I could just try rebooting my computer, and maybe my computer will start working quicker again. And I did that, and it started working quicker again. So I said, what's the point of getting another fucking computer if the computer's okay?
So the computer's completely fast again, right?
It's fast again, yeah.
No, it's not. I fucking used it. I was over there.
Shut the fuck up!
You, dude. I devoted some fucking time. You need to apologize to EJ McGrath.
I apologize, Spickle.
Profusely.
McGrath.
Say you profusely apologize
for wasting your time.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I said to myself, if all I have to do is reboot it and it works fine again, what's the point of spending the fucking money? I might as well just wait till it goes. You know what I'm saying? Look, it took me 10 years to back stuff up. You know what I'm saying?
You're fucking awful, dude. You know what? That computer's gonna crash. You're gonna lose absolutely fucking everything on it.
It's only 10 years old.
What?
I bought it in 99. It's only 10 years old.
The fucking motor is gonna die any day now. The motor in the hard drive, because it's not a solid state drive. It's got a motor in it. That motor is gonna fucking burn out and be unable to read anything on it. So you're gonna be fucked. As Ustreamer says, borrowed time. You are running out of days, buddy. Minutes and seconds are ticking by. Your data is as good as gone.
I could do the system restore.
No. Well, yeah, do that. It doesn't have any of the shit you put on there.
Do you realize, New Style, that I had 10 years worth of data that I didn't back up?
Yes. And now it's all going to be down the shitter. Because you canceled a fucking
order. I have it on an external hard drive now, so if the computer shuts down, I have it on the external hard drive.
That's good, and you won't be able to work with your business for at least 7 days, or whenever Dell processes your order, gets it ready, and then ships it to you, and it arrives at your house. So good luck. You might need to get a part-time job for those 2 weeks that you're not going to have a fucking computer. Spickle says a month. Neo says 2 weeks at least. You are going to be out of business, boys.
A little contest here and see who's right. You know what I'm saying?
What? You're going to ride it out?
I'm riding this baby out, baby.
Here he goes. Another Seinfeld
like I do
reference.
My car, when I do it my car with gasoline, I ride to a
Seinfeld
fucking
I saw it coming a fucking mile away. You're doing another Seinfeld reference.
I did.
I do
I
that,
didn't even notice
but
it.
I do that too, though. When I see that light, I mean, I don't let it ride out. I'm just the opposite. When I see that light, I get nervous as hell. I think, like, I'm going to get stranded instantly. Yeah. I get some kind of, like, apprehension.
I used to be like that when I was little and watching my, like, sitting in the back seat watching my parents and my father. I'd be like, Daddy, please, fill it up. But now I'll drive on the fucking interstate and it's below E, and I don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, I hope you get stuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I hope you get stuck while you're late for some kind of save your house type of appointment.
I only ran out of gas twice in my lifetime, and once was right in front of a gas station, so it wasn't that bad. But yeah, I'll drive with it, like, you know, because I mean, once it gets by E, and then what happens is if the car moves a little bit, it goes a little above E. So I'm like, all right, well, I have a little time to spare.
Just because you're on a hill and all the gas is pulled the back of the tank, it gets a little bit of a false reading. So you're okay that way.
As soon as that thing hits E, you're getting gas. And it's a fucking pain in the ass getting gas. I don't have time to get gas.
No, I don't do it when it hits E. I do it like on the scale. It's like a quarter of an inch before E. That fucking light comes on.
You're an old man, then. You're paranoid.
I just don't want to get stuck somewhere. That's part of my fucking psychosis. I'm fucked up like that.
You got a problem. I don't.
I do. I mean, that, the number five thing. By the way, episode 160 tonight, Jerm. Congratulations. Enough of the fucking fanfare for you, okay? Enough of the
you
fucking fanfare.
You know what, I made a big fucking deal about it last week. I didn't even fucking remember until you brought it up.
I did.
About the fucking 25 thing. Who gives a fuck?
Apparently, nobody. No.
I apologize.
Nobody gave a fuck about that. The nice little graphic. Yeah, a lot of people downloaded. Actually, record downloads for last week's show.
Oh, really?
Record amount of downloads. One of the most downloaded in a very, very long time. But you've canceled the order that we helped you with, as you pleaded with us, Ken, please. I know I'm a I know I'm a burden to you sometimes. Help me, just nonstop begging. And we're like, fine, okay, I'll help you. Ed will help you. Spickle will help you. We all fucking gave you, you know, the specs, everything that you had to do. You did it, we were happy for you, and you fucking canceled it because, oh, well, you know, the old 10-year-old computer started working again. That's good. Well, maybe you can do another thing that you've done.
Dude, it's updated. It's Windows 95. It's great. It's updated.
Wait, Windows 95? Do you realize that Microsoft is stopping the support on Windows XP? Do you know,
excuse me?
Do you know how many versions of Windows you are behind if you're on Windows 95?
Well, there's three: the Windows 3.1, Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows ME, Windows XP, and Vista.
Good. Can we also start talking about other Microsoft products? Why don't you just go off for about a 5-minute spit on Visio, please? Tell me how cool Visio is. Flowcharts are awesome. Jesus, you're not on 95. Come on.
I'm on 95.
I was on that computer. It's not 95. What makes you think it's 95?
I don't know. It's the way I put it in there. I don't fucking remember.
Nah, you have Windows XP on that fucking shit.
Oh, I do. I apologize.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I don't fucking know.
Because you haven't turned it on more than 6 times in 10 years. You haven't seen the startup screen.
This computer has been on nonstop for at least 5 years.
When you stop a computer, it's been going for that long, dude. It's not good. The bearings will get jammed up on the hard drive and will crash.
It's not good to keep the computer on 24/7?
It's okay to keep the computer on 24/7. It's not okay to fucking turn it off for extended periods of time after having run it for such a long time.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah. Whatever. This isn't entertaining to a lot of people out here. You're listening to the DJ News Style Show and hear us talk. We're going to talk about outdated hardware and operating systems. Coming up next, BOS. DOS is up next. Command prompt. We're going to do 10 minutes on fucking the CD / command. If you want to see a wider array of files, type /W when checking the directory. Awful. Awful, Jerm. But you are getting more modern. You've downloaded and installed AOL Instant Messenger in 2007. That's great.
Yeah,
last year you finally jumped boldly into 1993. You've gotten AOL Instant Messenger.
I did.
Yeah. So what's your name on there so everybody can bother you?
Nah,
it's okay. You don't have
to. I don't go on it. I don't really go on there anymore.
Do you ever what's something that you know or that bothers you about instant messaging?
I don't like the messages people, the attention-seeking messages people put on there sometimes.
You mean like on their profile or their like away message or something?
No, like the away message.
The
like
away message.
Even on Pal Talk, people just put these god-awful messages that are simply for attention, and it just rips me up inside. And one person, the messages were so fucking bad, I took her off my fucking Pal list.
What was the message?
Oh, I don't remember. Her messages were so fucking corny and goofy and made no sense. I got a headache every time I fucking saw it. I fucking took her off my Pal list.
Probably you may have even liked, you know, maybe talking to this person occasionally, but the message is what really did it for you.
Yeah, I couldn't take the messages anymore. They give me a fucking headache.
Yeah.
And know what else I'm having a problem. I'm having a problem on when to use the proper time frame away messages. And what I mean by that is the BRB, be right back. BBS.
Back. Yeah. BBS is be back soon.
But what I'm having a problem understanding is BBS, is BRB means you're going to be quicker than BBS, or you know, does BRB mean you're going to be coming back faster than BBS?
I've never put such a low value on my life to actually think about that. But now that you bring it up, I'm not sure. I would think that BRB is the quicker of the two, BBS versus BRB. I think type BRB and then they're going to be back. BBS is like, I might go to the store, pick up a sandwich. BRB is like, hey, yo, I have to take a piss.
So BRB means you're going to come right back.
That's pretty much what it fucking says. It says right back.
So BBS is what? You're going to pack a cigarettes and you're going to come back?
I think so. I think it might mean that. I don't know. If you have any experience with time intervals and fucking away message lingo, please call the show. The number is 316-768-4472. You have any insight on this?
Now listen to me.
Oh, I apologize for interrupting my own fucking
plug. Now, BBL, be back later, that's longer than BBS, is that correct?
Well, later is usually, you know, it's longer than sooner. That's what that means. That's basic fucking vocabulary.
Now, what does BBIAB mean? Now that
BBIAB is be back in a bit. Be back in a bit.
Now, when does that come in? Does that come before BBL or before BBS?
Since it's primarily used by homosexuals, I don't really know. I've never had a conversation where someone typed BBIAB. Never.
Well, it's in one of the Pal Talk window there, balloon things, I noticed.
It's either used by British people or homosexuals. I really have no idea.
Okay.
It seems like one of those things like, oh, it'd be cute if I came up with an acronym for that, but like, who would fucking use that? First of all, I don't even like the internet acronyms. I think they're awful. Like, I don't think you should type LOL. If you just type fucking ha, or actually just laugh and type nothing. Spickle
well,
is a notorious LOL.
I noticed when some people, instead of putting ha ha ha, they look like they just pound their hand on the fucking keyboard and have all random letters.
I do that, because having a fucking spastic fit of hilarity.
Oh, so that's what that means? It's so fucking funny that you're...
It's fucking crazy! This keyboard has to be punched! You have no fucking clue what's going on right now.
It's
madness in this fucking place. Madness!
Okay.
The ceiling is being pulled asunder. Whatever was written in the chat room is so rip-roariously hilarious that I have to just punch my fucking keyboard.
Now, are you impressed with some people's away messages? I mean, are you... Do you think that they're, you know...
Am I impressed with some of them?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't use away messages at all. I never use away messages. Never. I don't need people to know that I'm not there. If the program I'm using hasn't allow people to see me as being idle, allow people to see me type or whatever, I will turn all that shit off. I want to just appear as a name in a list And I want to have the ability to just completely avoid messages if I have to.
Well, AOL Instant Messenger, they have this thing where they could tell if you're just about if you're while you're typing, it lets you know that you lets the other person know that you're typing. See?
Yeah, but I turn that off.
Right.
You love that. You like that because you need to know what everybody's doing. You're a goddamn busybody.
I want to know that I'm getting a response. I'm not going to sit here like a Mama Luke. I want to know if somebody's responding to me.
Go about your business. Put a question in there, put a comment, and fucking live your life. Maybe you'll get one back. Maybe you won't.
I see.
See, I like having the option of turning instant messaging into basically an email.
Right.
Someone sends me something. I'm like, I'm not fucking dealing with that right now. Fuck that. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to read a book or go out. And then I'll deal with it later. That's what I like to do. But I also like to have the ability to fire back and forth. So I like a blend of both. To me, I use it like just communication. I'll fucking ignore people if I have to for a while. But then they'll get my fucking response. Raph is checking in. He says, our buddy Raph from Connecticut, you know him well. He says he PM'd me and it took me 2 days to respond. I just wasn't mentally prepared at this time to fucking deal with him. Wasn't mentally prepared. I had to do some fucking Tai Chi in the park to deal with his, bro, are you going to be off tonight? Dude, are you going to be live tonight? Do you need any help, bro?
Now, are you able to tell the gender of an away message is what the gender of the person is?
I think you should be able to. If you have a feminine away message and you're a guy, you're sending mixed messages out. You're inviting creepy, lonely dudes to PM you, to send you messages and requests for meetings and
like
pics and shit.
This is an away message that was on there today. Oh my God, who invented kids' proms? Now, you think that was a female who put that or a male?
It was, oh my God, who invented kids' proms? Proms.
Proms.
So someone is so just thrown for a loop at the prospect of kids having a prom that they decided to tell the world, you know, which can be interpreted as their friends list, that they're upset by this.
Right.
It had better be a woman.
It
is.
Could be.
What do you mean could be? You're supposed to be able to have a fucking definitive answer. You can't just throw this out there.
It is a woman, yes.
Okay, so it is.
What about this? Picking up kid from school.
Well, I mean, it could be anything. It could be either one, because, I mean, both men and women do that, but
right.
At first, my first thought would be that it's a woman, because guys don't generally care about telling other dudes that they're doing that, unless they're trying to get more women to interpret them as being sensitive and able to just do some things that moms do.
Now, what about this?
Well, what was it? You got to give me the answers.
Female.
Yeah, see, I'm good.
What about Cat Eyes carves her nick on wooden tables? Now, Cat Eyes, I'm assuming, is somebody's nick. And the person saying Cat Eyes, which is somebody's nickname, carves her nick on wooden tables.
It's just fucking nonsense. Like, it doesn't even matter. It's like,
it's just gibberish.
To me, it's like, it may as well just be a retarded person. Because, like, Jerm, do you ever, like, see a retarded person and when you see one, what's the first thing you think of? Gender, race, or just hey, that's a retarded guy or girl?
I just feel sorry for the person.
I feel sorry for them and their parents.
For the families. I feel bad for the families.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, like, something so stupid, I don't even bother thinking of gender. It's just the stupidity of it and the fucking uselessness of it is so overpowering any indication of a gender that it's just fucking not even. You can't even fucking waste time trying to tell, but what was it?
Yeah. That was a female.
Yeah.
I got one more for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Men suck, but they can't beat me down. XOXO.
That's gotta be a fucking girl.
Definitely a girl.
I mean, like, that's so fucking obvious. Definitely. It's so fucking obvious. Spickle knows right away who it is. Jesus Christ. Rob Giggs knows who it is. A lot of people calling out that person's name. But the question I want to know is, what is a kid's prom? Do you even know what a kid's prom is? Is it just where...
A prom. A high school prom, you know? What do you mean? You don't know what a prom is?
Well, I know what a prom is. I'm saying, what is a... Why call it a kid's prom? Why not just call it the prom?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, now you don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the asshole. Because yeah, it's whatever. Just a prom! It's a promenade! No, it says kid's prom. What the fuck makes it special versus a normal prom?
I don't know.
For the love of fuck!
Oh, take a break now or what?
You tired?
Well, I'd like to take a little bit of a break if you don't mind. Thank you.
Jerm, you're petering out.
I apologize.
Okay. All right, hey, listen. I apologize.
I want to get something in my mouth.
Hmm. I would have hoped that was a feminine away message, but apparently that's what you're getting. Right tonight. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. Thank you. I apologize.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Are we on? Okay. Yeah, welcome to the Chill Spot. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. Tonight, we got a few goals for the program. I mean, it's a new show. But first off, you know, I'm going to talk to you about some things you probably have no interest in. And second off, you know, we just going to chill, you know, in the spot. And lastly... I'm going to take a few calls, and you're going to tell me what you do for a living, and I'm going to criticize you. But, yeah. So, I mean, have you heard that Microsoft is going to buy Google? I mean, it's Yahoo. It's crazy. Okay, so here's some, you know, Russian techno. It's hot in the clubs. We got a caller. Yeah, okay, you're on the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs.
Hey, Webbs, how are you? Yeah, listen, I make an honest wage. I support my family. I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of what I do.
But what do you do, though?
Oh, I'm a plumber. Self-employed plumber.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, like poor people work. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You should probably go to college, you know? Take some classes and maybe get a better job.
I make more money than you'll ever see in your fucking life, you sleepy-eyed runt.
I mean, maybe if, like, you wanted to, like, get more money for your family, you could probably go and maybe retire.
Hey, go back in your fucking cabinet.
Thank you for your call, but seriously, take some classes and do it at a real college. Okay, we're gonna end the Chill Spot Show for Hotties. Thank you. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. It was a fun show. But, yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Peace. Okay, I'm really not leaving yet. But I really have to, okay. But, yeah, see you next week. Peace.
We're on break. Stop crying your little fucking eyes out, you little bitches. The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
So you sons of faggot, who gives a fuck? Are you ashamed of your homosexual son? You should be proud of him. He can do so many things that a heterosexual son just cannot do. For example, he can... Decorate, design, pick out a sofa, choreograph, sing and dance, Broadway style. Shop for shoes, blow a Spaniard, Broadway style. Play the oboe, knit, weave a basket, enjoy a jail sentence, illegally marry, write poems, take 10 in the shitter in a motel, talk with a lisp, dance, stay attached to a fence, enjoy ballet, lose T-cells, explain the presence of his life partner at Thanksgiving, wear a robe, take up scrapbooking, shit soup cans, crave the taste of bleach, listen to Dashboard Confessional, watch Will and Grace, dance, hang up Ashton Kutcher posters, blow a stranger in a bus station, and be remembered on a really, really big quilt. So I hope now you all can tell that it's okay to have a gay son. After all, he won't be alive that long anyway. Thank you, and good night. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Oh, it's part of your healthy Tuesday night ear dosage. I don't fucking know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. For the love of goddamn Christ. Forgive me. Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Completely out of my fucking mind. Germ, do you have a nice break? I hope you did, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I got myself a beverage.
You did get yourself a beverage? I didn't. I should have, but I didn't. What did you get for yourself? Please.
Diet
Please
Pepsi.
Answer the question.
Diet Pepsi.
Oh, I apologize. It's Diet Pepsi. Why are you drinking diet? I mean, don't you know that you're going to get fucking Parkinson's from that?
Oh, enough with that crap. That's a bunch of an old wives' tale.
Yeah, if your old wife that's telling you it is Michael J. Fox's fucking twitching face. That's all he drinks, dude. That's all he ever drank in his entire life. Diet drinks. That's why he's got it, man. That's why he can't fucking sit still. I might have it. That's right. I consumed a diet soda over the weekend. That's why I'm so twitchy tonight.
I think you had too much caffeine in that other thing, but whatever.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. They made it extra strong or something, man. Can't fucking do it. You said you wanted to put something in your mouth before the break. What did you end up doing, Jim?
Cock? Oh, no. I wanted to get a beverage.
Cock?
That's a real cheesy joke. It's very...
Oh.
Amateur.
Get out of it! Jesus, Germ. I apologize. Well, I don't know. I don't know quite what to tell you. However, there is something I wanted to do tonight. A little bit of a music-related thing that kind of is like Germ Freak Radio, but isn't Germ Freak Radio. Are you interested?
If it's about the 80s, I am. Excuse me, I apologize.
Well, I'm just going to say right now, it's not the 80s, but it is very well known. A lot of well known things. Are you familiar with one-hit wonders, Jeremy?
Oh, God.
Do you think you know a lot of one-hit wonders?
Stop. I fucking... What it the went down what? My fucking chest and fucking killed me. Hold on.
See,
oh,
now,
my it, fucking chest. It went down too hard. Oh, God.
What?
Oh. It went down too hard.
I hope Rob.
Oh, my fucking.
I hope to Christ Rob Giggs is getting this right now.
Dude, it went down too hard. I drank it, and I must have swallowed too hard, and it came down too hard. It went down too fucking hard to drink.
You're supposed to make it somewhat difficult for him to fucking remix you into a faggot. You really should make it fucking a little difficult.
Oh, dude. It was stuck in my chest, man. It was stuck in my fucking chest.
Oh, my God. What happened? What got stuck in your chest, Jerm?
I guess because I haven't drank any...
How much is left in that can?
I just started, but I haven't drank anything.
Do you think you can chug the entirety of that can?
No. How much
do you think you could chug right now?
I don't know. It's carbonated. I can't drink much of it.
You could do it. If Listen anybody can do it, Germ, you can.
Listen to me. Listen
I want
to
you
me.
To chug that as long as you can. Chug as long as you can, right now.
Yeah. All right.
Right
Give me
now.
A second. In a second. What happened was I haven't... is it proper to say I haven't drank or I haven't drinked? I haven't drank.
You never say drinked. I'll just tell you that right now.
I haven't drank all day. I just had a cup of tea this morning. And I guess because I hadn't had any fluids in my system, when I took a big swig of this, it came down really hard down my throat, and it just hurt my freaking chest.
Come on, man. You're supposed to make it difficult for him. You can't just say shit like came down and hard in your throat. You can't fucking just throw that out there. Rob Gage will fucking have a field day with today's show. Just keep talking.
The pressure. It hurt my chest. I couldn't breathe for a second. I'm sorry I interrupted the show.
Was it too big for you? The gulp.
No.
The gulp you took.
The gulp was too big. The gulp was too big. The gulp got sick in my throat. That's all.
Did you get scared that you were going to choke?
No. You can't choke to death on fluids.
But it can really hit the back of your throat, right?
No, it hit my chest. I took too hard of a gulp, but it got stuck on my chest.
Yeah, it got stuck in your chest, all right. Look at this.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, who has something stuck on and in and all over his chest. Who's this?
Long-time listener, five-time caller via Messenger.
There it is! Wait, it's your fifth call today?
I'm thinking it's five.
Nice! See that, Germ? Another fiver.
Up, VA Messenger?
I actually think it's more than five, but I'll go with it, because I love the... I'll be honest, I love the number, Germ. I don't know. But VA, H to the Izzo, what's popping?
What's up, Germ?
What's up, Mr. Messenger?
You called Germ at an awkward time. He had something clogged in his throat. Something thrust right through his lips and down into his throat. It rendered him stunned for a little bit.
I couldn't catch my breath for a moment. I'm sorry I took the time to do it.
Did you say you had a cup of tea earlier and now you're drinking a soda and that was too much for you?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with tea, okay?
What happens is, if I don't drink a lot of fluids during the day, and I take a fluid after having drank a lot of fluids, it hurts my chest when it comes down. I'm being honest, dude.
Pathetic.
I apologize.
Do you ever get lockjaw? Jerm, have you ever had lockjaw for any reason?
I don't even know what that is.
You know, you keep your mouth a little too open for too long. You just get stuck.
No, I don't. No.
Nah, never, huh?
No.
You ever get throat ulcers? Back of your throat get pounded a little too much?
I do get canker sores, though.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
VA Messenger, what's going on? For real.
What's going on in Virginia?
I went to go pick up some beer from my convenience store today, and right down the road, and guess what? It got robbed yesterday.
Oh boy!
Wow, a beer store in Virginia getting robbed. I'd be completely amazed if I didn't picture everybody down there wearing nothing but overalls with one strap connected.
Well, if they were dark, then yes, you'd be correct.
Okay.
Listen, what is your beer of choice? What do you drink?
I drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Wow!
Really?
I'm gonna go classy with the Blue Ribbon PBR.
Germ,
that's a very fine beer. If you ever decide to become a beer drinker, just start drinking PBR.
That's one step above Meisterbrau, for Christ's sake.
You're acting like you fucking know.
Oh, I know a little bit about beer.
Nursing your fucking bruised uvula and your fucking shame.
Right.
That's actually very insulting because it is the oldest beer manufacturer in the country.
I want to call out Barbara, who is a girl on Pal Talk. She's saying that PBR is just as cheap, and I'm going to even add shitty, because she should have written that, it would be just as hurtful, as Miller High Life, which is the champagne of beers, according to the label.
But how can you discount the champagne of beers?
You can't. You fucking can't. I mean, Christ, one beer has a blue ribbon. One beer is so great at being beer that it's almost the champagne of beers. How can you tear them down from their pedestals?
If you actually, I believe, Google Pabst Blue Ribbon right now, it is one of the most like growing beers now. People drink this all over the country again now. It's got a resurgence.
Is that why it was the building was taken down in Newark, New Jersey? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your info, Jerome. You're never going to... I can't wait to see what Rob Giggs does to you. I cannot fucking wait. Giggs, I suggest...
Rob Giggs ain't got nothing on me.
Not yet, but apparently somebody did. That's why your chest hurts. You have someone got something on you, and it's all over your chest. Jesus. So, Jerome, what are you talking about? PBR? Brewery got shut down in Newark?
Well, there was a brewery in Newark, New Jersey on South Orange Avenue, past Blue Ribbon. It was a changeover to Budweiser's many years ago. And, you know, that's all I really have.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Well, let me ask you a question, if I may call you Wes. Now, what's your full name? Wesley?
John Wesley.
Did you say me? You said Wesley?
Is it Wesley?
No, it's not Wesley.
Wesley. Little Wesley. Why don't you say that while writing in your fucking memoirs?
What is your
fucking
first
Belvedere.
Name? What is your true first name?
It is my first name is John.
Okay. Now how do you get Wes out of that?
My middle name is Wesley.
Okay, so I was right. Wesley. I was right.
No, yes. No, the thing is you said Wesley.
Oh.
It's not Wesley. It's not Wesley.
Now, how come people don't call you John? How come people are calling you by your middle name?
I just didn't always call Wes.
Okay.
Since I was a little child.
Did you ever have a British fucking nanny or whatever the fuck he was, a butler? I should not want to cut into Mr. Belvedere, where his flesh is my own, unlocking worlds known only to Mr. Belvedere. I hate this fucking song. You know what? I'm turning it off. Not even professionally fading it out.
That was fantastic. I haven't heard that song in so long.
Well, I'm sorry, Wesley. Maybe you shouldn't have pulled so many antics on your fucking soup-strainered British fat nanny.
Well, he was an asshole.
Yeah, well, okay. So, do you have anything else for us there, buddy boy?
Not really. I just wanted to call in because I had to keep my streak going.
You got
to
keep it going. Thank you for keeping it alive. Keep hope alive!
Oh, now I'm being called the worst caller ever on Pal Talk.
Well, I mean, everybody will do that to you. They'll always try to take you down, but you know, at the end of the day, you can go to bed knowing that they don't have a streak on an internet radio fucking show. They don't have a record that nobody else holds or cares about.
I need 20 more calls and I'll be good to go.
That's true. It'll actually be more notable than Germ's appearances on the show. Thank you very much, H to the Izzo, V to the Internet Messenger. Thank you very much, buddy. Always good to have him on. Always good to have him on. Keeping the call.
He's a very nice gentleman. I enjoy talking to him.
He's keeping it alive.
I'm glad I met him.
Looks like we got another caller here on the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with the Germ Freak. Who might this be, please?
Yo, hey, it's Tilt from Pal Talk.
Tilt, how are you? What's going on? What do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to start my own streak. How come everybody else has a streak and I don't have one?
Oh, my God. Everybody's going to try to have a streak. So this is your first of how many calls do you think before, you know, you give up the whole I want to have a streak thing? Because I've seen you, dude. You don't have the heart of a tiger, the heart of a champion that VA Messenger has. You'll never be able to call in 5 weeks in a row. You might have to train. You might have to go for it. If you want to live the dream, Tilt, do you want to live the dream?
I do want to live the dream.
Put the work in! For the love of God! Thank you very much.
Hey, I love you guys.
Oh. I assure you, Germ loves you too. Yeah. Germ loves you too. Now, Germ, what I was doing is I had a question about your knowledge of one-hit wonders. You do like the listening to one-hit wonders, is that right?
Of a certain decade, yes.
Oh, just the 80s, correct?
Yes, I'm the I'm a connoisseur.
Have you ever listened to the XM Radio One Hit Wonders channel online?
Yes, I have.
So then you heard other songs that may be played on there from
right.
other decades. So it's safe
right.
to say that there's a chance that you may have heard One Hit Wonders from other decades.
Exactly.
What I want to do tonight, Jerm, is I want to, since I know that, I want to beat you at something. And since it's very easy, I'm going to make it even easier for myself to do so. It's going to be a little bit of a one-hit wonder challenge, but this time the caveat is it's one-hit wonders from the mid to late 90s. That's right. From the mid to late 90s. Are you ready for this? I mean, do you need more details?
I don't think I need details, but I'm not going to be very good at it because once in 1980, after December 31st, 1989, I don't know a goddamn thing. So I'm just telling you, but I'll do my best.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb.
Barb, what's going on?
I want to play.
You want to play? Okay. See, this is where it gets interesting, Germ. Now we have a competitor. Let's give a little bit of a background here. Germ only knows one-hit wonders from the 80s. Barb, can you give us a little bit of a clue as to your expertise with one-hit wonders? What would be your ideal, time frame? What decade do you think you'd probably be best apt to guess?
I would definitely say, I guess, mid to late 90s, mostly because...
Oh!
Yes, thank God.
Well, listen up here, Germ. It's about to get started right now.
Put those hair-bare albums on the shelves and pull out your mini-discs. It's time for the 90s, folks, on Germ Freak Radio!
Oh, yes. Another bit sponsored by Germ Freak Radio. Okay, Germ. Germ and Barb, here's how it's going to work. You have to guess something about the song, but I'm going to give you the option of three options here. Either I tell you the name of the band and you have to guess the artist, or the name of the song, rather. Or I tell you the name of the artist and you have to guess the song, or I play a little bit of it, length at my discretion, and starting point at my discretion, and you have to guess both the artist and title. So either I give you the band name, the song name, or I play a little and you have to guess both. And that's with any track. Who wants to go first?
Oh no.
No, see the thing is I'm gonna do one. I'm just gonna do one and you're gonna guess. Barb, you're going first.
Okay.
Which option do you want? Do you want me to give you the name of band, the name of the song, or play a little and have you guess both?
Give me the name of the band.
Okay, the name of the band is Space Hog. Okay? Space Hog. And here's a little bit of it. I'll play it anyway. Fuck it. Space Hog. And I'm going to skip it. There it is. So you're a mid to late 90s expert, eh?
Wow.
And the thing is, I know what the thing is. She's actually got ups on me because, you know, she grew up during this period.
See that? VA Messenger loved this song. He just wants to get on. You know, it's one call per show. You can't just fucking call in twice. That doesn't make a streak. Here, here's more of it. I know you've heard it. Everybody's heard this fucking song. Do you give up?
I give up too.
You weren't even playing yet, Germs.
I apologize.
Yeah. Barb, do you give up?
I give up, yes.
The name of the song is In the Meantime. In the Meantime by Space Hog. I believe it was 1996, sir. I don't even fucking know. It doesn't really make much of a difference, does it? But the thing is, you both gave up.
And this band is a one-hit wonder. They never had another hit after that.
That's the definition of one-hit wonder, yes.
I see.
Yes. Space Hog was 1996. That was In the Meantime. In the Meantime.
Wow.
Well, we're growing here. We're growing. We're working, massaging this bit into something, you know, that might be able to be continued, or we just might throw it out. But I think it's going okay so far. One song in. Germ, you're up next. Pick an option. Either guess the band or guess the name of the song.
I'll try to guess the band.
You're going to guess the band. Okay, here we go.
That's
Bittersweet Symphony, right?
What's the name of the band?
That's Bittersweet Symphony.
What's the name of the band?
That's Bittersweet Symphony. The name of the band is... Give me a fucking second to think
about it. No, Google freak. No, Google freak.
I'm gonna fucking hit that.
No, Google.
Let me think. Fuck.
I'm up.
Do you give up? You have 10 seconds.
I don't give up. It's
9. 8.
The song was
7.
The Rolling Stones song.
6.
And they got sued for it.
5.
What the
4,
fuck?
3. 2. 1.
Oh.
And I will now not. The answer. Not the answer. Holy shit, people are giving the answer. Barb, please shield your eyes away from
the chat. I'm not looking at the answers. The song was... Let me give you a little history of the song. Rolling Stones sued them for sampling the song, number one. Number
okay.
two, the song...
Hey,
song
hey listen.
What is the band?
Yeah, you know what it is, Germ? You're writing all this extra shit down because you don't know the answer.
Shut your fucking mouth.
This isn't fucking partial credit, you dope.
Shut your fucking mouth and let me think.
You lost. You lost.
60 seconds and let me think.
I know it.
Fucking
mouse.
Barb.
You know,
no,
you
no. Germ, calm down. It's Barb's turn.
No, she read it. She's cheating.
She did. She would never. She would never do that.
Yes, she would.
Excuse me. How would I cheat?
She's an expert.
Remember that song?
People on Pal Talk are writing a name in there.
She's minimized all the chats.
Bullshit. I changed my. I'm naming the song instead of the band.
I remember.
No,
that
you can't
song.
Do that. You fuck.
I remember that song from the end of Cruel Intentions. It is The Verve.
The Verve! Yes! Oh. And the song name is... And Barb, do you...
You cheater! I know you looked at the fucking thing.
Barb,
I know you looked at it. Cheater.
Germ, calm down. I'm trying to do something here. Barb, do you know the name of the song now?
Bittersweet Symphony.
That's
yeah.
right! At least somebody knows the name of the song!
Oh, God,
at least somebody
yourself.
Knows the name!
Fuck off!
How do I not
I know
that song?
Sucker.
So that's one to nothing so far. One to nothing so far.
No, bullshit. I guarantee she's cheating. She's looking at... tell her to go on cam if she's not cheating then.
She'd be looking at a chat room if she was on
cam. I'd be
cam.
Looking at the fucking screen, asshole. My laptop
hey,
is
asswipe. You know what? Turn your fucking head to the side so you can't see the screen, but we'll still know you're on
She's
TV.
On her cell phone in another room.
What?
She's not looking at the fucking... the chat rooms.
You're an idiot.
Anybody... Germ, let me explain something to you. Anybody who claims to be an expert on one-hit wonders, especially in the late 90s, would know that that's The Verve.
I didn't know the answer to that.
All right. You know what, Barb? Do you want him to go again so, you know, sour grapes can cool off a little bit?
No. It's her turn.
And Barb, it's up to you. Whose turn do you want it to be?
I want it to be Frank's turn again.
Okay, it's your turn again. She relinquishes the turn to you. Germ,
all right, make it the...
I will ask you again, do you want to name the name of the band or the name of the song? Come on.
I'm going to tell you the name of the song.
Okay, so you want to guess the name of the song. Okay, here we go.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world.
Do you know the song, Germ?
I have no idea. No idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
do you give up, Germ?
Yes, I give up.
Okay, it goes over to you, Barb.
I did a rendition of this with my school... music teacher, it's Blue by, Ethel? Ethel.
You're gonna have to give a little bit more for the title. A little bit more.
What is it, Mr. Blue?
You know what? You named Blue. I'll give you that. It's I'm Blue, Dabu D, whatever the fuck it is. By Eiffel 65. I wonder how many people took a good sodomizing to this fucking song. Just fucking terrible. Germ, you're getting destroyed, Germ. Germ, you are getting absolutely destroyed.
Whatever.
Are you upset?
Hear that again.
No, I'm not upset. I'm not upset. This is her forte, the 90s, you know?
It is. I mean, she is a pro at this. You can't fucking just start screaming and feel bad about yourself, you know? Barb, I'll ask you again. Do you want to take a turn, or do you want to pass your turn on to Germ again? I mean, you are...
I passed off to Germ yet again.
You're going to pass it on. I mean, you are the expert. It's the noble thing to do. Germ, I'll ask you again. Do you want to name the band or the song?
Well, let me hear the song first.
What?
No! That's not how it works. You have to pick what you want to name.
Alright, I'll name the song.
You're going to name the title of the song?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yeah.
Alright, here we go. He's going to name this song. This is mid to late 90s One Hit Wonders. I don't even have a name. Okay, here we go, Germ. Mid to late 90s. Sounds like the fucking extended version. Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
All right, Germ. Do you know the name of this song?
Do the Humpty Hump. It's the Humpty Hump.
Is this
do the Humpty Hump.
Is this your final answer?
Yes, do the Humpty Hump.
Okay, you're incorrect.
Oh, I apologize.
Now, Barb, this goes to you. Do you know the name of the song?
Yes, I do.
What is the name of the song?
I Wish I Was a Baller.
It is. It is by Skee-Lo. I Wish. 1995, Skee-Lo. Definitely not the Humpty Dance.
It's not like the Humpty Hump. Do with the Humpty Hump.
The fact that it's an urban beat that isn't with guitars would probably lead you to believe that, I understand. But, Jerm, what I also understand is that it's 3-0. 3-0 with one draw, but I'm not even going to count that, Jerm. Not even going to count that one. You guys, nobody knew Space Hog. Who knows Space Hog? Barb, your turn again. You can either go for it or, you know, just pass it on to Jerm Freak.
I'll go for it this time.
You're going to go for it. Okay, what do you want? Do you want to name the band or the song name?
I'll name the song.
Gonna name the song. Okay. All right, here goes.
I feel like I've been blown apart. There are pieces here. I don't know where they go.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where they go.
Do you know the name of this song?
Kiss me on my salty lips. I bet you feel a little crazy, but for me, we'll be famous on TV. Would it be my fault?
Would it be my fault? There it is.
No, incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh, you got burned. You got burned. You know you got the song in
it. Incorrect. Germ, your opportunity now. Do you know the name of this song? Do you need a hint? I will give you a hint. You're in a hole here.
I know it.
Okay.
It's White Flag by Dido.
What? That wasn't even in the 90s, dope. That was like 2000, 2001. Just pay attention to it right here.
Natalie Imbruglia.
The name of the song is Mouth. By Merrill Bainbridge, 1995. Neither of you got that. I thought Barb would have gotten the fucking the song that alludes to lesbianism, but okay. It's all good.
Now, are you going to throw something in from the 80s or no?
No, that would be against the rules of mid to late 90s One Hit Wonders guessing game extravaganza. Jesus. Jesus. Did anybody get that? Did anybody get that? Come on. All right, I guess it'll go to you, Germ Freak. Germ Freak, do you want to name the band or the name of the song?
I'll guess the band.
You're going to guess the band. Okay, here we go. I'm looking for the actual song. Why don't I see it? Oh, sorry, here it is. Do you know the name of the name of the band?
Could you keep... Keep your mouth shut when I listen to it for a little while.
Eat shit. How much time you need there, buddy? We're going to turn this into a shitty one-hit wonder audio show?
It's Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Oh, shut the fuck up, dude. Come on. You're fucking around. You had to have heard this song.
All right, let me think.
Sailing by Christopher Cross.
I'm saying that it's Offspring.
Okay, you're done. Incorrect. Incorrect. This goes over to Barb. Barb, do you know the name of the band that sings this song?
It's the Verve Pipe.
The Verve Pipe!
With the Freshmen.
Oh, the laugh of me. I cannot believe we never guessed the fucking song. It's definitely not for the Fur Cross. Jesus, Germ. What is that? Is that 5-0? It may as well be. Germ, you're getting crushed. You're getting absolutely demolished. Are you gonna seek out some kind of maybe revenge? Maybe with a one-hit wonder challenge from your own era? Do you think that
I would kick her ass, no question.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
We could set up something, Barb, between you and Germ Freak.
I could do some research. Yeah, it's not my forte.
The 80s was a decade of one-hit wonders, so it's completely... Do your homework, Germ. You don't even need to do your homework. You're trapped in there. You're forever doing homework on 80s one-hit wonders. But next week, we'll do something like that. Do you want to guess one more of them? I'll throw it over to you, Barb. Do you either want to guess or pass it over to Germ?
I'll give it to Germ.
Okay, there's no way you can win anyway, but this is just for fun. Germ, do you want to guess the name of the song or the band?
I'll name the band.
You're going to name the band on this, the last.
Hanging round.
Oh, Marcy Playground, baby! Marcy Playground!
Oh, it's 5-1!
That's my shit!
Sing along, Germ.
Hang around downtown and there she was. A double burn, so there she
That's
was.
Your shit, huh? That's your shit, right?
You fuck me up. Marcy Playground.
I see 1 point on Germ's fucking square. Okay, you know what? I think you have a rally going. I think you can do this. I think you can maybe pull off another point. Germ, do you want to guess the name of the band or the name of the
Let's
song?
Let's go with the band, baby!
Go with the band!
Bring it up! Oh, fuck! Closing time! Buddy! No. Shut the fuck up! Let me think about it! It's, Solar something! Shut! It's Solar! Solar something.
You're
or
so
other.
Close. You're so close.
Solar. Oh, man.
Come on, one more S word. You're so close.
Solar. Give me the second letter of the second word, please.
S. Oh.
Solar sanction!
Oh, yeah! Oh, fuck! Yeah, you completely got it wrong. Thank you.
What is it?
Thank you. Barb, do you know the name of the band?
Yes, I do.
What is
Semisonic!
I knew how this is in there!
You said what Solar! Solar
I
Asylum!
I knew it had S's!
Solar Asylum! Solar Blime!
I knew it had S's.
You're mixing up tons of bands. Germ, you lose. That's 6-1. That's 6-1. Well, at least you pulled off one. God.
Are we done? Or are we going for the best out of 10?
I mean, we have more here. I mean, the best out of 10 is already over with.
Oh, I apologize.
you might have to go best out of fucking 150 right now at the rate you're going. Solar of a Down, says Wrath. Solar of a Down. Jesus Christ.
I knew it had S's in it. Jerm, that's gotta be something.
Do you think you can redeem yourself? Do you want to do another one?
I'll do one more, but I don't think it's impossible to redeem myself.
I mean, if you get this one, at least you know you're out on an up note.
Okay.
Barb, I mean, is it okay if he goes? I know there's rigid rules in this game. The game is ironclad. We've 30 seconds in got rid of the third option. and we have the loser going after the winner guesses it, but just for shits and or giggles, we're going to do this again. Jerm, do you want to name the band or the title of the song?
The band.
Go for both, you pussy.
Ooh, all right, both. You're going to go for both. This will be double points.
I apologize.
I'll give you triple points.
Here's the deal. I have to get both. If I don't get both, Barb loses 2 points.
All right, fine.
Wait, if you don't get both, if you lose, Barb is penalized. You
just
fucking
go. Just go.
Okay, if you get both, we'll say that you get a couple extra points just to make it respectable.
Just play the god.
Do you know the name of the song? Do you know the artist?
I have no idea.
Do you know the song?
I have no idea on anything.
What? I'm amazed you've never heard this.
Never heard the song.
God, how did you luck out and escape the 90s not having heard this? Just wait till the hook comes in. Here we go. You've never heard this.
I've never heard this song in my life.
All right. We're going to go over to Barb. Barb, can you name both, please?
Yes, I can. I know you're a fan of Sleep Shirts, but it is by The Cardigans. La 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 la, Love Fool.
That's right. And Frank has been trounced.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Barb. The champion of the one-hit wonders on the DJ New Style Show, dethroning Germ Freak Radio's own Germ Freak.
It's champion of the 90s.
Well, I don't really know, but the name of the game is One Hit Wonders. It's the One Hit Wonder Challenge on the DJ New Style Show. And you lose. You lose, Jerm. But we can have a rematch next week if you want.
You know, what we should do is perhaps get some experts who are with the 90s, and perhaps they could play next week or whatever that we get.
Well, I mean, you know, you seem pretty sore. You're already on the show. Barb is the fucking champion. Don't you want to maybe make a run at her championship?
I would like to duel Ed McGrath to 80s next week.
Yeah, well, the thing about that is the long shot in ranking never gets to pick their own fucking battles.
I apologize.
So, Barb, would you agree to maybe next week a couple song challenge of the 80s version of One Hit Wonders?
I think I'll have to take on that challenge.
There it is. The gauntlet has been dropped, Jerm. You're in.
Okay, and I see that Kiki Katie is talking some smack.
Oh, she's saying she wants to play this week's winner.
Yeah.
She wants in. She thinks you're garbage.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, we might open this up to the public soon.
Oh, thanks. Kiki Katie, I thought we were friends. All right, but thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it.
Barb is the official champion of One Hit Wonders on the DJ New Style Show. Official champion. Somebody make her an overlay. I don't know. I don't know how to do that stuff. She needs some kind of a trophy. We have nothing for you, by the way. I apologize.
Well, at least I'll have Frank's face on my tits soon.
Oh, that's right. CafePress.com/Frank's Head if you want to have Germ Freak's face on your tits. Or your man tits.
Close. Just close depends. You'll ever get, Frank.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Thank you very much, Abavada. Thank you very much.
All right, I want to say hi to Tilt.
Oh, people giving Tilt some shout-outs.
I want to say hi to Tilt and Crazy Jen.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. I see what it is. See what it is.
All right, I gotta go.
Thank you very much. The champion of one-hit wonders, Abavada. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Bye. Jerm, you got embarrassed, son. Embarrassed. For somebody who hosts a music segment on an internet radio show,
exclusively 80s music. Yes.
No. You've branched out. You've done one 90s song.
Yeah.
I had to leave out all Germ Freak Radio songs. So you will not hear any of the songs. In the 80s challenge, you won't hear any of the songs that you've played on Germ Freak Radio.
Right, right, right.
I might throw one or two in just to keep you on your game. But Barb is the champion. You've been dethroned as musical expert on the DJ News Style Show. Dethroned, I say!
I apologize.
Let's look back on the times when Germ knew something about music and take a quick break here. It's the DJ News Style Show on HeroesTalk.com.
The DJ News Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track.
Fucker! Let me do it over. Let me know when.
Let's do it over. Let me know when. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high...
Fuck!
Let me know when you're ready. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980.
I knew I wasn't feeling it.
Let me know. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high-profile media. The band was adopted... you ready? This song reached number... I'm going to try not to curse. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high-profile media. The band adopted its name because it formed on Valentine's Day, 1977. It's the Romantics with What I Like About You.
DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond.
You listen to the DJ New Style Show. You got me?
Sorry if you heard a lot of that. Because I left Germ's mic on during the break. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. Heroes Talk, you sons of bitches. Germ, how are you? Sorry, I left your mic on during the entire break.
Yeah, I had my coughing, my wheezing.
It is true. It is true. We're going to go a little later tonight. We started later, we're going to go later. That's how it goes. Starting late isn't an excuse for you to leave at the regular time. Whenever I go into work 45 minutes late, I usually leave 45 minutes late. That's because I'm responsible, Germ. I am responsible. Oh, boy. Wait, now what could this be? Fade that out professionally. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, episode 160. Who's this?
Yo, it's Tilt. I wanted to shout back to Barb. What's up, Eagle?
Wait, you're using my fucking show as like a walkie-talkie? You're both on Pal Talk. You realize that, right?
That's two calls. Two calls, son.
No.
That's got the eye of the tiger.
All right, dude, you know what? Your streak is stricken! Your streak has been stricken from the record. What do you have to say about that, Tilt? Yeah, I didn't think you had anything to say. Jesus, Germ, you know, some things really do get to me. As you may know, and this is my cheap way of segging into a new topic, Germ. I hope you liked it. Did you enjoy that?
What bothers you?
Well, it doesn't really bother me, but sometimes I'm starting to feel more and more embarrassed when I'm on this, when I'm on the phone in public or I'm in a store and I'm my typical vulgar self, and I see a parent walking their child like near me. So like I realize that I've just said motherfucker or cock or something into a cell phone, and as I, you know, corner of my eye, side of my eye, it's like, you know, fucking 4-year-old being walked out of a Rite Aid, and now I feel like an asshole. Do you feel uncomfortable about that? Do you swear in public a lot?
I never ever curse. Listen, I have a very foul mouth, but I do it in private. I don't curse in public because it may offend people. And I think it's obnoxious when people curse in public real loud like that.
Really?
So I feel that you are obnoxious.
Wait, you think I'm obnoxious now? That's what you're calling me?
I think people who curse in public are the same people who put ridiculous away messages. You're seeking attention.
What, like, okay. Alex Webb's hit the celly?
Exactly.
He actually has one up right now. romance is what? What is it? Romance is very well aspected today. Singles may make the most of it at any time or something. I don't know.
No, singles should make the most of any opportunities to mingle.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for the advice. So all you single people out there, throw your books out and throw caution into the wind. Get rid of your hopes. Just read your buddy list. You may come across some useful dating advice. So you don't curse in public at all? I mean, you're out...
I don't curse in public, really, I don't, because I find it highly... I'm offended when people curse in public in front of me. I'm highly offended by it. Highly offended.
Have you ever approached anybody about it? Like, you're out with your kids, maybe, in a store, and you hear somebody say something. I mean, do you ever go up to them and say, hey, I have my kids here?
No, of course not. I'm not going to do that, because first of all...
Because you're spineless, but that's okay.
No, it has nothing to do with that. They want to be animals, let them be animals. But I just tell my kids that not to listen to them. it's not a good thing to do.
You tell your
like
kids
that.
Not to listen to them, but you just said at your home you're very vulgar and you scream and yell and you're a fucking maniac.
Perhaps.
I apologize.
I don't like to. I don't want to, you know, correct somebody's. If these people talk the way they talked, then who am I to judge? But you know what? I did get. A cop cursed at me one time. He used the F word, and this is before. And I didn't even use the F word to him. I said, "What are you using the F word for? What is that all about? You can't communicate without using the F word."
You did not say that to a police officer.
I swear to Christ, I said it to him.
You're pulled over, and you manned up to a cop.
I got pulled over because he thought I did an illegal U-turn, which I did not, and I fought it in court and I won. But that's besides the point.
Oh, congratulations! That's about the only thing that you've won recently.
And listen to me. There were two cops. They must have just got out of the academy. They were fucking cowboys, you know, just showing off. And they start cursing like a bunch of fucking animals. And I said to them, what are you cursing for? Is that how you communicate with people? I'm a human being here. You're younger than me. You don't curse. You show respect.
And then he gave you the ticket anyway. That's the best part about it.
He did.
Do you remember what he said that included the, as you say, the F word? Because, you know, kids are listening at fucking 11 o'clock.
I had a used car at one time, and I bought a used car, and the windows were tinted. And I didn't buy it. I didn't do it myself. I bought it like that. And he goes, why the fuck do you have these windows tinted? I said, excuse me? I said, I passed inspection. You don't talk to... I said, don't you have a... You don't talk to me like that,
you said?
No. I said, what do you... I mean, I said to him, I said, don't you know how to talk to people? You have to use the F word? I mean, it shows your immaturity.
Excuse me. You don't talk to me like that. I'll tint anything I want to, copper!
No. I mean, it offended me the way he talked like that. It was uncalled for, and I didn't appreciate it.
You just started throwing pineapple slices at him, calling him pig and ham and pork roast.
I didn't do that, but I told him how I felt. And I didn't shout. I just said to him in a monotone voice, much like Boater's voice.
Shot at Boater? What did he do to you?
I apologize.
Jesus Christ.
I apologize.
I thought you buried the internet hatchet.
I don't think he's here tonight, so it's okay.
Oh, it's all right. He's not going to download it, right?
I don't think so.
I guarantee. I'm going to tell him. The next time I see him, I'm going to say, hey, dude, you want to check out this show here, episode 160. Tremor's talking some major shit. There is some crazy beef going on.
And I also don't like telling people... If somebody's wrong, do you tell them that they're wrong?
I absolutely do. I jump on the chance to do it. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show, and I'm better than you. And if you say something wrong, I'm going to correct you. Whereas Germ will be scared to do that. Thank you. Who's this?
Hey, it's Indie Mike calling.
Indie Mike.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up, Indie Mike?
Doing some bonus time, so I thought I'd pull out an old bit. Bonus time.
Very good. What's up?
Not much. That's about it. Just checking you out. Haven't seen you on your new streamer thing. It looks really cool.
Very good. So you're on the Heroes Talk video thing with the chat and all that?
Yeah, I'm in your Pal Talk room and in the Heroes Talk. I'm in both of them. So yeah, you're looking good in both of them.
Hey, who's gonna get the Big Brother trophy? My man.
I'm guessing it's gonna be Adam or Ryan. But I have been calling in because this season's really sucked.
Do you think they planned on going to the couples to the end, but they realized it was boring and they stopped that, or you think that was planned?
If they'd done the couples all the way through, the season would have been over by now. People thought they were doing the couples, and if the show did well enough to keep it going, they'd break them up. So the thought is that it was doing well enough in the ratings to keep it going, even though it was getting stomped by Biggest Loser and American Idol. But American Idol's going to kick anything's butt, so they might as well just keep that show on.
And you don't think the season got a little better, or you still think it sucks? Would you say it's the worst season ever of Big Brother?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think it got better when they broke up the couples. I just wish they'd done it earlier, because I think there's a couple of people that got booted off early that would have been more entertaining if they hadn't have been like Alex. I wanted to see Alex in the house and do something on his own, and he never got a chance.
I want to see Germ in the fucking Big Brother house. I'd actually start watching then.
They only have two toilets. I couldn't survive.
You really could just keep alternating. It couldn't be as dirty to you if you kept alternating. The germs would all even out.
No, I suppose.
That's my theory. Yeah.
But I never
watched it, Indy Mike. Never got into it. I'm one of those people.
Sorry.
Do you still hear
I'm
of a lot of people?
Anybody's on.
Do you come across a lot of people that have never seen like more than a couple episodes of the show? Still,
oh, there's millions of people that have never seen it. And it's kind of one of those things where you either get it or you don't. And there's also millions of people that have only watched it on the TV, so they've never seen the live feeds that a lot of us have watched. And it's a completely different show. You don't have no idea all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, today, for example, this doesn't give anything away. James, the punk guy with the pink hair, he walked around the house naked for a while, just bare ass naked, because he just decided to walk around not wearing a stitch.
Are you trying to recruit me as a listener? Because or watch a viewer, whatever the fuck it happens to be. Because I'm not.
I don't know. You want to see James walking around?
Germ does because he watches daily.
You're familiar with his background, aren't you, Indie Mike?
Yeah, I have a. If you just not to give a big plug, but BigBrotherGossip.net is the new blog that I kind of started that Barb's been writing to a little bit, and a few other people, Scott and Ashley and Lil, have all been adding to. And I posted a link or a image shot of his porn, one of his porn clips. So yeah, I'm familiar with his background.
Okay. Jesus, he's got it archived and everything. So that's BigBrotherGossip.com. I started there. BigBrotherGossip.com.
It's BigBrotherGossip.net. .com is some cyber squatter site.
Fuck them, then, okay? BigBrotherGossip.net. That's where you go. Thank you very much, Indie Mike.
Keep it up, guys.
Thank you, sir. We hopefully will. Thank you. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Boner.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do now, Frank?
Oh, shit.
Boner, are you aware that there is beef going on?
Oh, shit.
Apparently, I got to
mute whatever you're listening to, buddy. You have to mute that.
Apparently, I got a text message saying Germ Freak would call me out. No.
Listen. If I may call you by your real name, which not many people know.
Who doesn't?
Oh, I apologize.
Germ, you know what?
Everybody knows my real name. So
I apologize. I realize that you're very popular in the community here, so I apologize for saying that you weren't. No, I was just referencing the tone of your voice, which you yourself agreed is very monotone. So that's what I was doing. It wasn't anything derogatory.
You were saying something really boring and uninteresting, like something Boder would say. That's exactly what you said.
I didn't say uninteresting. I said it in a monotone voice.
I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong ear. You're right. You said boring, uninteresting, and latently homosexual, like something Boder would say. That's what you said.
That's a bunch of bullshit. I would never say that.
The beef is here, Boder.
Boder, let me ask you a question, Boder.
Yeah, what's up?
Listen to me. Now, I know you're in the fur business. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, have you ever skinned an animal yourself, or they already come skinned?
No. I only sell them. I don't kill them. I don't skin them. I don't make them. I just... Whatever.
Now, I want you to be honest with me, okay? Be honest with me. I know that's your...
I am being very, 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 very honest.
All right, let me ask you the question, all right? First of all, are you at a party right now? Because I hear a lot of background noise.
Oh, see that? Boner, you fucking sassed him. Very good.
You son of a bitch!
God, the phone's ringing off the hook here, Germ. I can't even fucking keep it down, the phone. Jesus.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
It's funny how it rings sometimes. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, DJ New Style and Germ Freak. It's Pristine Sneakers.
Pristine Sneakers! Welcome to our fucking website!
Yeah, I know. I was cool. I guess I'm a little late for it, or I don't know. You can only have so many people on at once, but maybe there's a bit that I'm ruining, but that wasn't Boder. And I really don't get it. If someone would have let me know, maybe I wouldn't have said shit. That wasn't Boder.
I have no idea.
That wasn't Boner, really? I apologize.
That wasn't Boner.
Now there's real beef, Germ.
Did he sound very monotone to you?
Yes.
Well, he didn't act. No, really, Mike,
he didn't
that wasn't
sound
him.
Monotone to me. No. I mean, I could always be wrong, but I'm pretty fucking confident that wasn't Boner.
Well, Germ, that frustrates me a little bit. But now that we have Pristine Sneakers on, should we get right into it?
I think we have to.
I think we have to do this in the only way that Germ Freak Radio can. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay? That's right, it's that time to find out if some random things, ideas, or situations that Germ may have come across in his daily life would be something that a gay person would enjoy. Or
no,
just something insanely faggoty.
I want to preface by saying... By is it gay, I don't mean anything homosexual. I just mean, is it feminine? Is it a feminine for a man to be doing this? I don't mean gay as in homosexual.
Well, that's kind of what gay is. Okay, anyway, let's go.
I'd like to preface also, actually, I'd like to say that I have nothing wrong, I have no problems with gay people, just don't get too fucking close to me,
I have
problems with gay people.
I don't really want to be exposed to...
I disagree with your lifestyle, I think it's unholy, and I think it's unclean.
I think it's unholy, awful, and unnatural in the world.
Christine,
seriously, no hard feelings, thanks.
Christine, let me ask you a question. You plan on getting married, having kids one day?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd love to if I could find a big enough sucker. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, your son comes to you and says, I'm homosexual. You're not going to disown him, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. All right, Jerm, what's the first one here?
It's just a safe face, you know?
Is it gay for a guy to carry a little packet of Kleenex? You know those little packets that the girls carry, those little packets of Kleenex? They're like little mini packets. Is it gay for a guy to carry them?
Mike, Pristine, let me hold you off a second. Jerm, what do you think about that?
I think it is a little feminine. I think a guy should wipe it on his sleeve or...
Oh, okay. So it's gay, says the man that carries a tiny bottle of Purell instead of the tissues.
I apologize.
What did you carry before you had the Purell?
I didn't carry anything.
What did you wipe your hands on?
I used to wait till I got to a sink and I scrubbed them down.
I see. I don't think it's gay. I mean, some people are just really drippy, really congested. Christine, what do you think, man?
Nah, it's not remotely gay. It's just tissues.
Yeah, it's very like old person-ish. Like if you ever like see old people, they always have their fists clumped up. And if you able to take like a crowbar or some kind of a hook and peel their old fingers open, you'd always see crumpled up tissues.
But you know what else you see? I see a lot of times they'll put it underneath their sleeve. The sleeve, they'll put a little piece of, like, right underneath their sleeve of their shirt.
They shove it in. You gotta old people always
like
need napkins.
James Bond. It's ridiculous, man. I can't stand those people. It's hard to even notice anything going on. I just constantly have this image of kicking their fucking walker out from under them. I can't stand them.
The thing about the old people...
I don't even give them that much thought. They get on my nerves.
The old people in the papers, the towels, the tissues, is that the problem I have with it, not that they're clutching it at all times, is that they'll offer you one if they see you sniffle. Like, I want to have this fucking... this tissue that could have been in there when fucking Reagan was running for president unsuccessfully the first time. Fucking 1967, this Kleenex has been in that fucking sweater. And
wipe your face! Wipe your face, darling.
Awful. Jerm, would you accept the tissue from an old lady?
Of course not.
Why not?
I won't accept a tissue from anybody.
But it's a sweet old lady. She just wants to help you out. You won't swear in front of her.
I don't accept tissues from anybody because I don't want somebody's hands.
She insists, and she's going to be deeply hurt.
I'll just throw it over my shoulder.
She confuses you for her son. She thinks you look a lot like her son. She has Alzheimer's, and if you don't take it, she's going to be thrown into a catatonic episode, and she might die.
I don't care.
Exactly. Stay with me. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a flying
fucker?
I got my own life to live.
Enough.
Very nice, Jerm. And in that life that you have to live, what's another thing you came across in a little bit of an inquisitive state?
Is it gay for a guy to wear ankle-high socks?
No, it is not gay.
I find it to be very feminine and very gay when a guy wears little ankle socks that come up only to his ankles. Thank you.
Pristine, what do you think?
No, it's not gay. I just don't like it. I think it's stupid looking. It's not gay.
So let me ask you this. What do you... let me ask you this, Pristine. You're wearing shorts, and you're not wearing sandals. You're wearing sneakers.
Yeah, of course.
You're not going to go without socks, correct?
No, not at all.
So what, are you going to bunch it down?
No, I personally, I'm a fan of the no-show socks.
That's what we're talking about.
I like those.
Yeah,
you're talking about ankle socks, no?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, like, they go to your ankle, the no-show
socks. Barely come above your sneakers. These are completely different socks.
Right. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about lower than ankle socks.
I don't think that's gay because I wear them and I love pussy. So the answer is no.
I apologize.
Yeah, I wear them too, Jerm. I picture you because you said you wear the jorts with your fucking black socks up to your goddamn knees. in your fucking white sneakers. Because you refuse to look feminine wearing socks that don't show. Jerm, what's the next one you got for us?
Is it gay for a guy to wear bracelets?
I think it might be a little feminine. I don't think it's gay, because, you know, people like to accessorize. Like, what type of bracelet are you thinking of when you crafted this question?
I'm talking about gold, silver. I'm not talking about, like, a rubber band or something like that. I'm talking about, like a gold, you know, gold, silver, whatever.
Like the cloth rainbow?
Yeah, the cloth rainbow with the tulle on the fucking edge.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Pristine? Little gay?
No. There's nothing wrong with a bracelet. Unless, of course, it's a cloth rainbow. Or anything with a rainbow, actually, is a dude. But, I mean, really, no, there's nothing wrong with bracelets.
Yeah, I agree. Jerm, what do you
think? I mean, I don't wear them, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what do you think, Jerm?
I think it's a little feminine.
Have you ever worn a bracelet?
Never, ever. I don't wear... The only jewelry I ever wear is my wedding ring.
I see. What's up next?
Is it gay for two guys to go supermarket shopping together?
Now it depends. Is it for like one guy's house? Like, are they going to accomplish the grocery needs of one household that they may or may not live in, or are they both buying food for themselves?
Well, give me it both ways. Give me your answer both ways.
I think asking a guy to give it to you both ways would qualify for this bit. Jesus Christ. Give it to me both ways. Oh, fuck. I'm going to be on Rob Giggs' fucking remakes now. Son of a bitch. So, Jerm, I'm saying, like, two guys go out and they're buying groceries, but the groceries are for only one house.
Right.
They may or may not live together. Or they're both going to the same grocery store and they're both buying groceries. They're meeting their own grocery needs.
Right.
Which one are you talking about as being gay?
One. Well, give me the first one.
The first one I think is gay. The second one I don't think is gay because, I don't know, maybe you want to, I don't know, look in a box of Triscuits while you discuss the box scores. I don't know. I personally wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go to a grocery store and fucking, I would never do chores with another guy. But I don't think it's gay. I think it's gay if, you know, a couple guys going out to, you know, make sure they have ripe avocados or something. Christine, what are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I think there's something more. I'm going to try to get to the meat of this issue, and I think the correct answer to this question is that it doesn't matter whether or not it is gay. That has to do with the situation. I think that 100% of the time it appears gay, and so I would avoid it at all costs. It definitely looks gay.
So the act isn't necessarily gay, but the perception of it is what you're trying to avoid. You don't want to be perceived as gay.
It's the first thing. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how you're dressed. You could be in a fucking clown suit. It doesn't matter. The first thing they're going to notice about you is that you're shopping with another man, and they're going to think you're a homosexual.
Hey,
couple.
Look at these two homos!
These fucking... Hey, go get some more fucking Triscuits!
Hey, yo, I bet you they buy at least three tubes of Pringles and lubrication!
Hey, the sausage is in the other aisle! Move
fucking
over,
faggots! You fucking homos! Hey, wait, yeah. We're in the grocery store together. Yeah, but they're the faggots.
It looks mad gay, man. Yeah. It looks gay.
Yeah, it looks gay. So I'm going to say it does look gay, but not necessarily gay. I agree with you.
One guy is pushing the cart, and the other one is, like, smiling and pointing out items on the shelf and plucking coupons.
Out of a fanny pack. Not even his fanny pack. It's on the other guy.
Avoid shopping with other men at the supermarket, definitely.
Fucking homos! Jerm, what do we got next? What's up next?
All right. Now this one, just listen to this one out. Is it gay for a guy whose legal name is Michael to demand to be referred to as Michael rather than Mike?
Oh, man.
Or Robert rather than Bob?
Oh, you mean be called the full name?
Like, if say Mike, you know, Pristine Mike, say he says, I want to be called Michael at all times. Is that feminine?
How is that feminine? How could that even qualify as gay?
That's the weirdest question I've ever heard in my life.
You know what it is? You know what? No, let me say something. It's kind of see where he's coming from, because there was a kid in school in another building, like in my friend's dorm. His name was Sean Michael. That's his full name. But rather than being called Sean, Mike, or Michael, he demanded that he was called Sean Michael at all times. And to me, that seemed a little gay. Like, he's trying to appear like some kind of a regal model, or something like that. But with Robert and Michael and shit like that, like individual names, non-hyphenated names, I mean, that's it's a fucking guy's name.
I retract the question. I apologize.
Well, Pristine, did you have anything on that?
I don't know. I'm stumped. Honestly, I don't know what to say to that.
I think we should just...
It doesn't sound too gay. I don't know what to say.
Jeremy, why don't you roll the pink dice again and come up with a new one?
I apologize. Okay, let me recoup from that. Is it gay for a male who's not in an elite military unit such as the Green Berets to otherwise wear a beret?
Okay, wear a beret.
I like that you said not in an elite...
elite military unit, yeah.
So you're also saying, like, the... What's that Curtis Sliwa group? The fucking... The Guardian Angels or something? You're basically,
right.
That's not an elite military group. That's just people that are on a subway with fucking satin jackets. So you're calling them fags too, right? Anybody in a beret? I would say a beret, if it's not organization related and the organization isn't gay, then yeah, it's definitely gay if it's just a hat choice.
Okay.
What do you think, Pristine?
I would say, I'd agree with you. I'd agree with you on that. But the thing is, most of the people who you see wearing berets, most men that you see wearing berets that aren't associated with an elite military unit, are former members of an elite military unit or Guardian Angels or something. Most of the people wearing berets can kick your ass. There are some of them who wear berets because they think those are the gay guys. So I guess I don't know.
Pretty
I
much, like if you're wearing a tuxedo vest.
Can I have the 90s band questions? That shit was easy.
If you're wearing a tuxedo vest and sweatpants with Converse sneakers and a beret, you're probably
you're
not part of a fucking
you're
military brigade. Yeah. And you probably can't kick my ass. So I'll go ahead and say that you're gay. Not that there's a problem
exactly.
with you being gay. It's just that this question works for you. What is that? That's obviously your contention, Jerm, that a beret makes you gay.
I don't think it's gay. That's my personal
opinion. Oh, really? Are you going to start wearing one?
I'm really thinking about starting to wear a beret.
Oh, please fucking wear one.
No, people have mentioned it, and I think I'm going to get one.
Now, keep in mind, if you impersonate, if you falsify membership to some kind of an elite military organization, you will get your ass kicked by any of those members that find out. So if you just say, it's cool that I have a beret, I'm a Marine, you're going to get your ass handed to you by any Marine around.
Right.
Even though the Marines don't wear berets. Whatever. Next up, Jerm, what do you have for us?
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to refer to sheets and blankets as bedding?
Frank.
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Have you run out of questions?
No, let me...
No, I'm being serious.
Let me ask you something, Frank. What do you call sheets and all that stuff? What do you call it?
I call them sheets and blankets.
So you
I don't call
rather
it
so rather than call it the one word that would define all of it, you choose to say extra words because you think you might be seen as a faggot if you say bedding.
Yes.
You're fucking.
No, I don't use the term faggot. I say feminine.
You're retarded. You're retarded.
Okay.
You probably have... How many throw pillows do you have on your bed?
I don't know.
Yeah, more than three, I bet.
All right, I have two more here, and we can move on, please.
Okay.
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to call a male friend on the phone and begin the conversation by saying, it's me?
Oh, man. Well, what if that's the only person that you've called that day? Like, if it's the second call? Like, Frank, that is completely not gay.
Okay. Then I guess I'm having problems then.
You have tremendous issues with thinking that you might be gay, so you don't do things.
Exactly. I would never do that.
Wait, you really do think that you're gay?
No. I would never call and say it's me. That's feeling feminine. A woman does that to her boyfriend.
Our buddy Rob Giggs has captioned our stream.
It's me, my pants are off.
He captioned our stream on in the DJ New Style Show live room on Palette Talk with, "Psst, it's me." He put the "psst" in front of it. Jerm, what's next here? Do you have anything else? Do you have a couple more?
I do. All right.
Well, wait. Do you do or don't?
I do.
Okay.
But, we'll see how good it gets.
Yeah.
Is it gay for a guy to tuck back his penis to pretend to look like a girl?
Well, now, are you just fooling around, or?
Nah, I'm just fooling around. That's for our friend there. Neo is
yeah. Neo is promptly typing no so fast that the O was replaced with a P. What's yes. for real, okay. Jerm? Come okay. on.
Is it gay for a perfectly functional guy to allow a woman to drive his car? Now, he's not drunk or stoned or incapacitated in any way. Is that gay?
quite frankly, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. No, well, you're saying...
Like,
you're
saying like, it's gay to give your girlfriend the keys. Give your girlfriend the keys and let her drive your car.
Okay, exactly. You think that's gay?
Do you think it's...
Are you embarrassed to be driven by your wife somewhere?
No, not at all. Not at
if,
all.
No. Do you think it's gay if you're going somewhere and you're in the passenger seat and your wife's driving and you come across like some neighbors at a stoplight?
Well,
are you embarrassed that you're not driving?
Listen to me. When you see a man and woman in a car, 99% of the time, who's driving? The man.
Sure.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 99% of the time, whatever.
Okay.
99% of the time, people make up statistics.
I apologize.
Go ahead. I let my girlfriend drive all the time. I don't want to fucking drive. I already drive enough.
That's true.
Ah, you see? But no, you want to be in control. Because you have issues with being perceived as a fucking masculine man. That you do these things. This is why you wonder. You have issues with your own self-image.
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Do you have any other ones?
I have the last question here.
Wait, is this is the absolute last one here?
Thank Christ.
Are you sure that this is the absolute last one?
Yes.
Before you say it, Jerm, we want to know. Is it gay? There we go. Go ahead.
All right. Is it gay for a guy to wear one of those sweaters over his shoulders? Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah. Like the sweater tied around your
exactly.
neck.
Exactly. Is that gay?
Not even tied, but like the arms just folded over the other arm.
Right. Just loosely folded. Is that gay?
So you're creating like a sweater cape. Yeah, yes. It definitely is gay, in my opinion. Pristine, what do you say, buddy?
Whatever. It's faggoting.
Pristine is so disgusted with your lack of effort tonight.
I don't want to say it like that, but really, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's gay, I mean, whatever. Like, people of certain classes, I guess you could say, in a certain time period, did it all the time. They probably weren't gay, but, today... It's silly. It's faggoty. It's not gay.
Yeah, it's faggoty. It doesn't mean you want to suck a dick or anything like that.
I just never understood the point of it. You know, just put the sweater on if you want it on, or
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it might be too warm out.
I think it's supposed to be like they're relaxing. Yeah, like they came in with their sweater and they're letting loose a little bit. It's like wearing the tie around your neck when it's not tied. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're getting ready. You're getting ready to be serious, but not now. Not now. You're hanging on. It's still party time.
I'm chilling right now. Casual thoughts.
See, now, the reason we bring Pristine on for the Izzy Gay is because you, Jerm, you like that he really gets in depth with it.
He does. He takes him seriously, and he puts his effort into it.
And now he's sitting silent and just disgusted and disappointed. Because Pristine, do you generally, you like this segment, right?
It's cool, man. It's cool.
But now you're upset.
I enjoy it. Yes.
He didn't even.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Like ever since I heard the whole like the '90s, I'm so fucking jealous. Like that was just so simple. Like it was so easy, and like I was listening to the radio, and I'm like, oh my god. Like I get to come on and explain things like that probably reveals more about myself than anyone else. Like in these examples given. I had a hard time with them today. I won't say they suck, but I had a hard time with them.
I apologize.
I think that it was just, it wasn't so much an is it gay as it was like, like if Germ just asking me if like it would be cool if he did. That's what it is. So I was like, yo, I'm really been thinking about putting on a beret. You think that'd be bad? That's what your whole segment was tonight.
All right, I apologize. I will throw this out.
It's all good, but you know what? I do have something else I'd like to say though. If it's cool, now that the questions are over,
say whatever you want, man.
I'd like to say that you know, Joe was kind of getting shit on over there for a minute by you and by other people in the Pal Talk room and in HearUsTalk.com, and I'm with him on the shorts, man. As far as wearing shorts in the past few weeks, I'm completely with this man. Because, I don't know, like, you mentioned something about 70 degrees. I'm sorry. I mean, whatever. You know, it hasn't broken 60 where I am in Queens. And I saw, I think, 4 people today wearing shorts. And I'd like to point something out to prove my point before anyone tries to argue with me, because I'm right. Is that all these people who were wearing shorts were also wearing hooded sweatshirts.
that I would be irritated to see.
Is that they're not that warm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I would be irritated to see that.
Put on shorts.
Like, someone wearing shorts with a...
And you're wearing shorts. So, in my mind, you're a fucking idiot.
It's like I'm wearing a tank top.
You're just trying to show off a little.
Yeah, I'm wearing a tank top with fucking mittens. Stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I understand that. But there was at least one day where it was fucking incredibly beautiful. But you're just saying people are just starting to do it now every day.
There was probably one, but today was not one of them, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was wearing a sweatshirt on top of my t-shirt outside, and you know, it was still a little chilly. I mean, it was nice. It was a real nice day, but it's not shorts weather. Get over it.
Okay, now where do you stand on the jorts, though? The jean shorts.
The I wouldn't walk the streets with them, really. You know what I mean?
That's a germ.
Let's put it this way. I haven't worn a pair since I was a child. And, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe around the corner or something. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't even make them. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just don't do it. There's plenty of other stuff to wear.
That's true. Jerm, yeah. Get new shorts is what we're saying. And don't wear them now with a hoodie or anything like that. I agree. You know, you swayed me. If somebody's wearing a fucking hoodie with shorts, it's a little bit ridiculous. You are kind of seeking attention.
This one guy was wearing a short. He was wearing black shorts, black sneakers, black socks, and a black hoodie with the Punisher logo on it. I wanted to fucking kick him in the face. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is a man who has a message that he's trying to get across.
Dude. I'm a vigilante, bro, and I'm ready for spring.
Yeah. Oh, God, you know what I mean? And the part that annoyed me most is, like, he was kind of a diesel dude, too. Like, it just annoyed me. Like, you know, he's got that look in his face, I'm just waiting for someone to bump into me while I'm walking down the street. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Do you find that you're really annoyed by, like, the big dudes wearing the superhero fucking shirts?
Stop showing off.
The Batman shirt, the fucking Superman shirt, the Punisher.
Oh, yeah. I know guys, right, like, they work out, and they've got, I'd estimate, just, like, a closet full of Superman shirts. The Man of Steel Superman, I don't know, the Superman on fire with tears on it, like... They've got all these. I can't even imagine where they get all these fucking shirts. But somehow there's always an S on their chest. Somehow.
Terrible.
They're silly people. Really.
You know, has there ever been a black Superman? I see the Hucklebuck typing that in the Ustream. If there ever was a black Superman, I need to start reading comics again.
There was a black Superman. When Superman died at 4, the Superman appeared. There was one Superman who wore a steel suit. Of course, that's going to be the black one.
Oh, the Shaq movie.
Yeah, exactly. The black guy is the one who put on the suit, and I think he called himself the Man of Steel or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was Steel, and it was where he kind of ripped off RoboCop. But, like, he defended basketball courts and shit. It was awful.
Yeah. He didn't get another gig until the Blacks on Blonde series became popular. That's what happened to that guy.
The dog fart picture series.
Exactly.
Jesus, I'm glad someone else knew that.
That was the only black of all those Supermen that came out. The black guy had to be the one that wore a bodysuit that covered not only his body, but his entire face.
But he's black! There's no proof of it, but he's black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you very much, Pristine. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. That's Pristine Sneakers. Go to youtube.com/pristinesneakers. He's got a bunch of good shit up there that he made himself.
Yeah, and by a bunch, he means like three. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta start doing it up.
I'm working on it.
Go big or go home.
Later.
All right, later. Jerm, I don't know what to tell you. We're doing a little bit of overtime tonight. Just to make up for whatever it is that we've lost, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you've already got a challenger for next week with the One Hit Wonders game. We'll see if we fit that in next week. I don't know. We always have a lot to get to, Jeremy. We never exhaust our list of ideas.
Right.
But I think that's about it. Yeah. Why don't we wrap this shit up here?
Yeah, wrap it up.
That's right. The DJ New Style Show. Go to djnewstyle.com. We put a new layout up there.
That voting thing?
Yeah, at the bottom there's a few links to dig our podcast on dig.com. And there's also a link where you can vote for our podcast on Podcast Alley. And apparently it means something to some people. So if you do that for us, you know, we might go up in the ranks. Currently we're ranked number 15 or 16 comedy podcast out of thousands. I don't know. It's a little bit of an ego-stroking bullshit, if you ask me, but I would appreciate it. DJNewStyle.com. You've been listening to the show that we do. Thanks. On Heroes Talk, HeroesTalk.com. Check out Best in Show on Sundays. And I think that's pretty much it, right, Jer?
That's it. Let's get out.
Let's get out. See you later, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen,
peace.